Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. Welcome to day 714. Trump and congressional leaders failed to resolve the partial government shutdown that's now stretched into its 13th day. Today's meeting was billed as a border security briefing, but it quickly turned into Trump asking Department of Homeland Security officials to make a plea for his $5 billion border wall, with Trump rejecting an offer from Democrats to reopen the government because he, quote, would look foolish if I did that, end quote. Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, reaffirmed her refusal to accommodate Trump's border wall demand, saying, quote, how many more times can we say no, nothing for the wall, end quote. Senator Lindsey Graham, on the other hand, has been pressuring Trump to hold firm as well, saying, quote, if he gives in now, that's the end of 2019 in terms of him being an effective president. Graham continued, quote, that's probably the end of his presidency, end quote. The House of Representatives elected Representative Nancy Pelosi as their speaker for a second time. The 116th Congress convened with Democrats taking control of the House and Republicans maintaining control of the Senate. As the Democrats took power in the House, Nancy Pelosi suggested that it remains an open discussion whether or not Trump can be indicted by Robert Mueller while still in office, challenging the Department of Justice's guidelines that a sitting president cannot be indicted. The incoming Speaker of the House also added that everything indicates that Trump can be indicted after he is no longer President of the United States. Pelosi's statements make her the highest-ranking politician yet to suggest that Trump can be indicted while still in office. Democrats, meanwhile, plan to ask for 10 years of tax returns for presidential candidates in their first piece of legislation in 2019. Vice presidents will also be required to turn over the last decade of their tax returns. The documents would then be posted on the FEC's website for the public to view, but the legislation is not expected to pass the Republican-controlled Senate nor be signed into law by Trump. And finally, Russia charged an American citizen with espionage. Paul Whelan faces 20 years in prison in Russia if convicted. Russia's Interfax news agency said Whelan was arrested on December 28th while on a spy mission. Another Russian news outlet, Rosbalt, claimed that Whelan, a former U.S. Marine now detained in Moscow by Russia's Federal Security Service, was arrested minutes after receiving a USB drive, which contained the names of people who were employed at a top-secret state organization. Whelan's arrest comes weeks after Russian gun rights activist Maria Butina pleaded guilty to conspiring to act as an agent for the Kremlin from around 2015 until her arrest in July 2018. Butina agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The confirmation of 70 of Trump's judicial nominees remains in the balance after Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer failed to reach an agreement on how to move the nominations forward. 2. Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club shielded at least one undocumented immigrant from a list of workers vetted by the Secret Service during the 2016 campaign. 3. The Trump administration is considering a rollback of anti-discrimination rules. The rollback would dilute federal rules against discrimination in education, housing, and other sectors. 4. The Justice Department is examining whether or not Ryan Zinke lied to the Interior Agency's Inspector General investigators, a potential criminal violation. And 5. The national debt is now $2 trillion higher since Trump took office. At the end of 2018, the national debt stood at $21.974 trillion. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.